Now, I believe that you're the only candidate who was actually born in Alice Springs. Do you think this gives you an edge?
No, probably not. I mean, local, I suppose it's an edge in as much as that since I've lived my life in the town, I've a good knowledge of the history and how things and why things are in the situation that they are.
So you're not going to be leveraging the fact that you're actually born here?
Well, because not everybody sees that as a leverage point, and there are others that think that that makes you sort of conservative and stodgy and backward and all the other things as well. So just depends on someone's perception of that particular thing.
All right. Well, then what motivated you to run for council?
Oh, well, I've been, as most people know, been heavily involved in the politics of the town and particularly in the politics of making sure that Alice Springs received a sort of relative amount of attention that it deserved from the from our government in Darwin, and I've been heavily involved with that for a number of years, and running for the council is just part of that.
Okay. Let's talk about the main issues in Alice Springs. For you, what are the top three issues facing Alice Springs?
Well, there's only one. At the moment, if you're talking about what anybody is speaking about or talking to us about, nobody's interested in anything but one issue at the moment, and the issue is law and order. Other issues like mowing of verges and all of those sort of things, they belong in civilised towns where people are feeling happy and you know, at peace with their town and their existence, and then they think about those sort of things. But at the moment in Alice, I'm afraid, with the law and order situation and people's perception of it and the lack of feeling of safety and the rest of that is the issue. I've been standing on the street for days and that's all that people want to talk about.
We will talk about that issue in just a moment because you are so passionate about it. But given that law and order comes under the Northern Territory Government's, well, area of governance, and there is only so much the council can do, there must be other areas that you're also passionate about that are specific to council activities.
Well, I'd have to answer that in two ways, of course, because council is specific to all activities. I mean, council is obviously a political body, and so it has input on every last, whether they actually have direct power in a particular area, maybe not. But all the issues like land and accommodation, which are extremely important as far as, you know, extra ratepayers, extra accommodation for people who can't get, you know, we want people to get jobs. We can't afford to keep people here at the moment who are on the lower income scale because they can't afford to stay. So those are the issues that are really important to Alice Springs. Law and order, you know, housing, land shortages, those aren't the direct responsibility of council, but council is the political body that's close to the base, and as such it has complete power in as much as that it is a political group and it can use that influence.
Well, then practically speaking, what would you do to actually try and tackle these issues that you're talking about, in particular law and order and also housing problems?
Yeah, well, the housing problem is absolutely about land release. There are bits that the council should be and could be addressing in regards to both land release and hostel accommodation and all those things. There is absolutely no reason at all that council shouldn't be involved with the land development or the development of hostels, youth hostels, and the sort of accommodation that we need for young people in the town. The law and order issue is obviously extremely complex, but there is a basis that can be started from. That is the basic removal of children who are basically neglected in many cases off our streets. That requires, in my thought, the introduction of a youth curfew, which gives the police power to both approach and remove these children from the streets. And then the direct use of the facilities or whatever facilities we need to look after those children. Some of those children are obviously going home and they're out because mum and dad don't know they're out and there's good homes to look after them. In the majority of those children are coming from homes that haven't got someone to look after them. Therefore, we need their relative accommodation, like in boarding school style accommodation, youth accommodation, and we talked about boot camps for sort of the more rugged individuals that might need a tougher stance. But all those sort of things have to be looked for. Council can have a very big input into that. I've just yesterday been in a youth organisation meeting of combined youth organisations where we will be directly approaching council to act as a centre point for youth services that are around town so that we can start addressing those issues.
Now, we've been asking each of the candidates their opinions on three controversial council discussions. The first one I think you've already answered. Youth curfew, yes or no? I believe you just said yes.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Can you be more specific on the details of how a youth curfew would operate in terms of times?
Well, that's still up to discussion. I mean, some people are saying the 10, if you're talking about the time of the night that it should start, I'd actually go a bit earlier, but I pretty much down to after dark. If you've got children, you know, young children, which is what we're talking about in a lot of the case, 7 or 8 year olds, or after dark out on a street, they shouldn't be there, and that's all there is to it, unless they're, you know, in the company of an adult, parent or somebody, and then it's fine. A curfew isn't a policing activity that turns someone into a criminal. If curfew gives the police a right to approach those children and find out what they're doing on the street, and if they're not got a good reason, then you can take them off. So I think the earlier the better.
And would it be police dropping them home?
Yes, it'll have to be, because otherwise you complicate it. And that's one of the things that's going on now, you know, where police have to hand over to FACTS or somebody else, and then the more people you involve, the more complex the operation, the more people you need. We've got to keep it simple.
Right, let's keep moving through these issues. The bylaws. Should people be allowed to camp in the Todd River, or should they be fined, as is under the current bylaws?
Yeah, well, I don't think we can allow people to camp in the river, but you have to make sure that you've got somewhere for people to be. And the reason that we've had campers in the river for a long time is because we haven't had a place for them to be. And there are a lot of people, particularly from communities, that rely on Alice Springs for services, particularly health services and that, and don't have the wherewithal to stay in hotels. And if we haven't provided a place where they can, then in desperate times they pick wherever they can stay, and that may well be the river. So I don't want people camping in the river, but I also want to make sure that we've got somewhere for them to be before we're taking them out of the river.
Isn't that the new visitors' park?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, no doubt about it.
All right, let's keep moving on. We are still waiting, of course, for that visitor park to be open. We understand at this stage it is not open. There's been some delay. The John McDowell Stewart statue, should it have been erected on the town council lawns?
Yes, I think it should have been. I mean, that's what it was presented for, and that was the original decision, and I think we should have stuck with that decision.
Okay. What's been your strategy so far in terms of raising your profile around town as part of this election?
Well, I'm more of the same. I've been doing the same level, basically, of advertising, a letter writing, a membership in various political organisations. I've continued in that. There's a bit of advertising and that going up around the town. I try to keep it within reason. I don't like to go over the top. I don't think people appreciate too much in-your-face sort of stuff. So whether that pans out or not remains to be seen, I suppose.
Now, we know at around 5:30 this afternoon there's a meeting of the Action for Alice Group, and that's a whole bunch of businesses here in Alice Springs who've put their money together to fund an advertising campaign. It certainly stirred the pot here in town, and I'm not sure if you heard today the Territory's Anti-Discrimination Commissioner saying that the television ad could be construed as racist. You are, of course, an active member as a part of that group. How do you respond to those claims?
That it could be construed as racist. If those ads weren't showing what they were showing, it would be racist. It's racist when you deliberately interfere to make something appear to be other than it is. Now, the plain fact is that what you see on those adverts is taken up our streets at night, and that's exactly what's going on. It's not about race. It is about those people that are on the streets, and that portrays exactly who is on the streets and nothing more, and it hasn't been altered or doctored in any way. Therefore, if you were to do so, that would be racist. So I suggest that the Race Discrimination Commissioner have a little think about that and perhaps just think about that.
And it will be interesting, of course, to see what comes out of that meeting tonight. Do stay tuned to 783 because we will bring you all the details that do come from that meeting this evening. How many council meetings have you been to, and are they a regular date on your calendar?
Oh, no, I've got too many other things to do to attend council meetings, and I'll be making time for them even when I win it. I'm, you know, numbers of organisations and other activities that I keep myself heavily involved with. I'm putting up my hand to be an alderman, and if I happen to get there, then I'll put my efforts into that.
Right. Finally, if there was one thing you could change about council, sounds like it might be the meetings, what would it be?
One thing I could change about council.
If there's some sort of problem at the moment that you don't like that's happening in council.
I don't think that council is taking the lead role that it needs to take. I think that it doesn't appreciate that it is the lead political organisation. It has a political base as well as just looking after footpaths and rubbish. It is actually the closest form of government to the people, and it's an elected body. It has political power, and it should be taking the lead role in addressing the issues for our town, particularly when it comes to advocating for our town. That's its position.